message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Breaking forth there the anointing. Breaking forth is your portion in life. That is God's intention for you. He has destined you to be a success. He has destined you to do well in all ramifications and in all areas of your endeavors. In Isaiah 54 verse 2 and 3, Isaiah 54 verse 2 and verse 3, the Bible says, enlarge the place of thy tent and let them stretch forth the curtains of thy habitation. Spare not, lending thy cords and strengthen thy stakes, for thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles, and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. To break forth means to progress, to advance, to succeed beyond human imagination. To break forth means to progress, to advance in life, and to succeed beyond human imagination. And there's a vital requirement called the anointing, not the annoyance, but the anointing. What is the anointing? What is the anointing? The anointing is the device for exploits and breaking forth. Device, instrument for exploits and for breaking forth. An instrument. Are you writing? Please bring out your notes and write. God bless you. What is the anointing? The anointing is supernatural empowerment of the Spirit to break forth. Supernatural empowerment to break forth. Supernatural empowerment to break forth. What is the anointing? It is the power of God for successful living. The power of God for successful living. The anointing is the power of God for successful living. The power of God for successful living. The power of God for successful living. What is the anointing? And before I move on, I want us to know, ladies and gentlemen, that life is a struggle without the anointing. The anointing is not only for pastors. You can be a businessman and be an anointed businessman. You can be a student and be an anointed student. You can be in a career and be anointed to excel in that career. Even our Lord Jesus Christ was a nobody until he was anointed. In Luke chapter 4, verse 1, he was a nobody. But by verse 14, and Jesus was full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan, and was led by the Spirit. Let me always finish before you move on. And Jesus returned. After he was anointed, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the regions round about. He was a carpenter until he was anointed. He was a nobody until the anointing came. For somebody this morning, the anointing will come for you. I say, for somebody this morning, the anointing will come for you. Joshua was a product of the anointing. Deuteronomy 34 verse 9. The Spirit of God came upon him. He was anointed and his life changed. And Joshua the son of Nun was full of the Spirit of wisdom. For Moses had laid his hand upon him, and the children of Israel hearkened unto him and did as the Lord commanded Moses. Now, Joshua would have been a nobody except for the anointing of God that was transferred to him through Moses. Of course, David is a product of the anointing. In Psalms 92, David was not a pastor per se, he was a king, a prophet, But in Psalm 92 verse 10, the Bible says, my horn shall thou, Psalm 92 verse 10, my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. When the oil came on David, his life was transformed. Where the oil that will come on you today, your life shall be transformed. 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 Benefits of the anointing. Number one benefit of the anointing is prominence. The anointing brings you into prominence in 1 Samuel 16, verse 12 to 13. 1 Samuel 16, verse 12 to 13. The Bible says, David became prominent. 1 Samuel, not Psalm 1, verse 1. 1 Samuel, chapter 16, verse 12 and 13. The Bible says that when David was anointed among his brothers, the Bible says, and he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and withal of a beautiful countenance and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him. Arise, anoint him. Arise, anoint him. For this is he. Verse 13. And Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. You will be anointed too this morning in the midst of everybody. And everybody will begin to see your glory. And anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. You can see what the anointing does. Before this time, this boy was not known by anybody. Just packing sheep all over the place. Smelling of feces. Smelling of wee-wee. Taking care of them. Removing bugs from their body. The blood of those bugs also being on his own body. Smelling, stinking. Though naturally well built and handsome, but not well and properly placed. But immediately the anointing came on him, his prominence emerged. I pray for somebody here today. God is going to give you a voice in this generation. God is going to give you a voice in this generation. And no power shall be able to stop you in the name of Jesus. Number two benefit of the anointing is that it grants you divine enablement for yoke destruction. Divine enablement and brings about yoke destruction. Divine enablement that brings about yoke destruction. In Isaiah 10 verse 27, Isaiah 10 verse 27, the Bible says, and it shall come to pass in that day that his body shall be taken away from off thy shoulders and his yoke from off thy neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing breaks the yoke. It doesn't matter the yoke you have brought here today. It doesn't matter the issue of concern to you. Via the anointing of this morning, yoke shall be destroyed. I can hear your mighty amen. Number three benefit of the anointing is that it gives you power to dominate and to rule. We are in a wicked world. Until you are empowered, they will not give you space. Until God empowers you, devil will not allow your life to come out. In John chapter 10 verse 10, the Bible says the enemy has three visions and three missions: to steal, to kill, and to destroy. That's the three things he's after. Either to steal your destiny, to kill your destiny, or to exterminate it, to totally destroy it. But these three agenda shall be unaccomplishable in the life, in your life, in the name of Jesus. Amen. I can hear your amen. Amen. I can hear your amen. Amen. And you must realize that until the devil sees power, they will not allow you to rule. One, Ezekiel will see me. Until you are empowered, devil cannot allow you to rest. Psalms 66 verse 3. Through thy greatest of thy power shall thy enemies submit themselves unto thee. Psalms 66 verse 3. How terrible are thy works. Through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit. They will not submit. All these, I don't know why they are troubling me. They are troubling you because they can see. Who do you want them to trouble if not somebody whose destiny is glorious? Nobody troubles a madman. Nobody disturbs somebody who is already a failure. When you see a tree and there's no fruit on it, nobody goes near that tree to throw stones at it. The reason why the devil is after you is because he can see that you are about to step into the next phase of your life. You are about to enter another phase. Now you are getting the sound very well. You are about to enter another phase of your destiny. That's why it looks as if the devil is after you at all costs. But I say this morning, any devil after you, any power that does not want you to reign, any force of darkness against your destiny, they are laid to rest today. They are laid to rest today. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Number four benefit of the anointing is that it brings about speedy progress and advancement. Maybe you are here today and you are tired of slow motion. One step only every one year. After 1 year, you take one step. You wait for another year on that spot. After another 1 year, you take one step. That's rubbish. That's nonsense. That's not of God. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18, the path of the just like a shining light that shining more and more until the perfect day. God's intention for you is to shine and shine and shine. To shine and shine and shine. To blossom and blossom. It doesn't matter who you are and what you are. As long as you are with God and you are in the covenant with Him, you are destined for continuous success. In fact, greater than what Jesus did here is what you are meant to do. John 14, verse 12, greater works. Somebody here will do greater works. Amen. Somebody here will do greater works. Amen. Somebody here will do greater works. Amen. John 14, 12. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Number five, benefit of the anointing is that the anointing brings you into the realm of new identity. New identity. New identity. New identity. New identity. Before now, maybe you are the kind of person that was crawling on the ground. The anointing brings about a new identity for you. It announces your new status. I once said here that anointing is for announcement. Once you are anointed, God will announce you. Once your business, I don't know why this business is not working. Your business is limited to the level of your anointing. There are forces and principalities that does not want your business to advance. There are powers that are determined that this business, your business will not go forward. But I say this before God this morning. As God liveth, whatever you lay this your two hands upon, they will advance. I said they will advance. Once you are anointed, the next thing is for God to give you a good name, and which brings about fame. That was what happened to Jesus in Luke 4 verse 14. Before that time, he was not known. But when the anointing came, fame came. Good name came. Good name came. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. And there went out a fame of him. There went out an identity. Before they say it's a carpenter's son. But suddenly, after the anointing came, there was a fame of him that, this one is beyond the carpenter. Maybe you are here this morning, an engineer, a carpenter like Jesus at that time, a banker, a lawyer, whatever it is you are doing. God is about to give you a brand new identity. I say God is about to give you a brand new identity. There are billions of people in this world. How many? 7 billion? 8 billion? 7.2 billion people on this earth. But do you know that God can single you out among that 7.2 billion people and give you a name? Because of the anointing of this morning, He can bring you out of the 7.2 billion people. This is not working anymore. He can bring you out of the 7.2 billion people and ensure that your level has changed. He can do it. He can do it. And I pray this morning, no matter, even if we have 10 billion people on this earth, 10 billion on this earth, God will give you a brand new name. God will give you a new identity. God will give you a new identity. If I were you, I'd say a big amen. In that your office with hundreds of staff, and it looks as if you are lost in the crowd. Nobody knows you. Nobody recognizes you. But I pray for you today, very soon, and it is between now and the end of this fast, what will make men to recognize that you are serving the living God will happen to you in righteousness. I like to hear your big amen. I would like to hear your big amen. Number six, benefit of the anointing is favor. Psalms 45, verse 8, verse 9, and verse 12. Psalms 45. All thy garments shall smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia out of the ivory palaces, whereby they have made thee glad. Verse 9. King's daughters were among thy honorable women. Upon thy right hand did stand the queen of gold of Ephah. Verse 12. 12. And the daughters of Terah shall be there with a gift. Somebody say gift. That's favor. That's favor. Men will come to you and give you gift. A man said this morning that he said he did a help to somebody who was about to give birth. They didn't have much. And he released what he had. And he said, from that day, it's as if that was what God was waiting for in his life. From that moment, he entered into favor. And with a gift, even the rich among the people shall entreat thy favor. The rich, people that are rich, will call you. Listen to me, mark what I'm saying. They will phone you or send you a text and ask for your account number. And suddenly they will wire to your account what you have never received before. You know, whatever you pray for people for, you too don't lack it. I've been praying for you for a lot. I got my own alert this week too. Though I sold the alert 100% back into the work. that's the difference. Praise the Lord. To spoil more. I'm not talking of 100, 200, 300, 1,000 alert. I'm not talking of that kind of range. 100% went back to the work. Listen to me, friends. There is a new level of favor that will come for you this week. It will change your story forever. It will change your story forever. It will change your story forever. I can't hear your loudest amen. I can't hear your loudest amen. Number seven benefit of the anointing is protection. Every anointed man or anointed woman is a heavily protected person. Listen to me. Don't play or fool around with the anointed. They are dangerous human beings. Immediately God anoints you this morning, you have become a danger. You have become a mobile danger. You are walking, but you are a dangerous human being. In Numbers chapter 12, verse 1 to 15, there's a story there of Moses, Miriam, and Aaron. The Bible says that Moses married an Ethiopian woman. And the Bible said Miriam, Moses' sister, began to speak with Aaron. Now, what nonsense? What's happening? You, this boy, what's wrong with you? I was the one that carried you. What's going on? Are you the only one that God speaks to? Now, what kind of thing is it? You have done this wrong. And the Bible said Moses did not respond. And God himself was the one that... Now look at this from verse 4. And the Lord spoke suddenly unto Moses and unto Aaron and unto Miriam. Come out ye, three of you, unto the tabernacle of the congregation. And the three came out. Moses did not say anything. God just came down. God heard it. And God came down. And God said, all of you that are talking here, come out. And God came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood in the pillar of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth and said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision, and will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not in your class. That's what he's saying here. It's not in your level. You are not permitted to talk carelessly and recklessly. My servant Moses is not so. Who is faithful in all my house? Go on now. God bless you, media. Go on. With him will I speak mouth to mouth. I communicate with him. You are not in my, he's not in the class you think he is. I speak to him mouth to mouth. He's my servant. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. I speak to you in small, small ways. I speak to him one on one. Not in dark speeches, and the similitude of the Lord shall he behold. Wherefore then were you not afraid? Oh, you are not, your heart did not fear. The anointed must be feared because they carry fire. You don't even have fear. You are not afraid. Next verse. And the anger of the Lord was kindled, and the Lord angrily left them. God will not be angry against you. God was angry, and you know when somebody is arguing with somebody, what do you mean? Why did you do that? You see, and the person and God left. That was what happened. Because you see, and God left, and the cloud departed from off the tabernacle, and behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. Now listen to this. If you notice that place, that two people were against that servant of God, but only one person was punished. Listen, the second person, his punishment is waiting in the future. It's not as if God did not remember his own, but at that time he was wearing the clothes of a servant of God. He was wearing the cloth of a priest. And God does not want to strike him with the cloth of the priest. If you read the Bible further, you see that Aaron eventually, God told Moses, take him to the mountain, remove his clothes of priesthood, and he died on the mountain. So it's not as if God spared Aaron. He does not spare anybody. Anybody that attacks any anointed person, there is no way he can be spared. And more often than not, the consequence is death. So the anointing you carry is not something that can be toyed with. And you know the worst thing? The Bible says that this Moses was a very meek man. Numbers 12 verse 3. He could not talk much. Numbers 12 verse 3. He was the meekest of all men. If you can push him like this, he will not say anything. Now the man Moses was very meek above all men which were upon the face. Very, very gentle. Very gentle. But his God is very wicked. The anointing makes you a person that God fights for. Exodus 14 verse 14. I will fight for you. You will hold your peace. As the anointing touches your head today, you become a mobile fire. So anybody that stretches hand on you, that hand must wither. Amen. If I were you, I would say a big amen. Amen. Open your Bibles with me to Psalms chapter 102 verse 14 and 15. Because somebody here must return back with divine protection today. I say somebody here must return back with divine protection today. Amen. If I were you, I would say a big amen. Amen. Psalm 105 verse 14 and 15. Psalm 105 verse 14 and verse 15. The Bible says, 105. He suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed. That is, immediately you are anointed this morning, you have become somebody that cannot be toyed with anyhow. Nobody can just touch you and slap you or touch you, either in your presence or in your absence. Just like the story of Moses here. Moses was not there when the word was being spoken. But God appeared. And for 7 days, it took the intervention of Moses and Aaron to bring that woman back. She was leprous for 7 days. And the entire people of Israel could not move for that 7 days. She was thrown out of the camp for 7 days. I pray for you today. You will not strike the wrong person. Everybody anointed is a dangerous human being. Very dangerous. Except you don't read the Bible. And you know, ignorance is not an excuse in law. Ignorance is not an excuse in law. Quickly this morning, what are the secrets of the anointing? What are the secrets of the anointing? What can make you to walk in this realm of anointing that we just talked about this morning? Take that real quick and we go to pray. What are the secrets of the anointing? Number one, walking in love. Only lovers of God can carry the anointing. Deuteronomy 6 verse 5. Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 5. Thou shalt love thy Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy strength, and with all thy might. Only God lovers. The extent of your love for God determines the extent of the anointing you can carry. God x-rays the heart to shower the anointing. He will check your heart. What is your love for me? What is it like? What's your giving like? What's your service like? If you didn't come last night, you missed. I will advise you get the CD. Very brutal service. Very, very serious service. Yesterday night. It's my advice for you to please book the CD. Very dangerous prophecies were released last night. Very, very, very dangerous. Only God knows what you were doing at home. Listen to me, friends. The more you love God, the more you are anointed. First Corinthians 13, verse 13. Now abideth faith, hope, and love, which is charity. But the greatest of them all is love, which is also called charity. Everything you have without love is nothing. But I pray for you today. It shall be a great time for you in Jesus' name. In Songs of Solomon chapter 8 verse 6, the Bible says, love is stronger than death. Songs of Solomon, SOS 8:6. Love is stronger than death. Love is so strong. Once God spots that you love him, he will shower you with the anointing. Once God can see that you love him, if you are ministering in songs, you will be ministering under different anointing. If you are serving in a place, you will be serving with anointing. If you are a businessman, you will be businessing with anointing. Anything you are doing becomes anointed. It doesn't matter who you are or what you are doing. One vital thing that will bring anointing on you to do well in your work is the love of God. The love of God. I pray for you this morning. A baptism of that love comes on you in the name of Jesus. A baptism of that love comes for you in the name of Jesus. Love for God is essential in receiving the anointing. Number two, secret of the anointing is a life of praise and worship. Praising God all the time. I will praise you, oh my Savior. I will praise you, oh my Savior. I will praise you, oh my Savior. I will praise you forever. I will praise you. Always praise. You are not a murmurer. Murmurers are people that are heading for destruction. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 10. Neither ye murmur as others murmured and were destroyed by the destroyer. The Bible said it. I'm not the one that said it. Murmurers end up as being destroyed. You can't see anything good out of the life of a murmurer. Nothing beautiful proceeds from the life of a murmurer. If your desire is to end well, then you must praise God all the time. You must praise him all the time. You must exalt him all the time. You must celebrate him all the time. Exodus 15 verse 10. Exodus 15 verse 11, Exodus 15:11. 11. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearfully in praises, doing wonders? Anywhere God sees praise, wonders follow. Anointing follows. That's why when you get to your office tomorrow, instead of murmuring of the loss you made last week, start with praise. Start with praise. When you get to your class, instead of murmuring of the last grade, that's gone. The next exam is coming very soon. Thank God for it. That is how to run a successful life. Murmurers have no future. A murmurer, a complainer has no future, because you will always have something to complain about. A murmurer will always look for something that can bring forth a complaint, because nobody is perfect. People will always do something to you at one time or another. It is sure. Except you want to be living alone. If you want to stay alone, and that those kind of people are only in the grave. If you are dealing with human beings, there is no way something will not happen. You must ignore those things. Let it go. Lift your voice to him and thank him. That's how to do it. And then you see God bringing forth the anointing in your life. Somebody say a big amen. Amen. Number three, secret of the anointing is your association. The more you associate with the anointed, it's so unfortunate that many are close to the anointed, but they are not able to tap the anointing. Many are close to the anointed, but they cannot receive because their heart is far. Familiarity over. Do you know that the place Jesus could not exhibit his anointing most was among his family members and his people? He could not do, his anointing was useless. A young man came to work with us to do some work on our sound and some other things and stayed in my house. And on the night he was going, he came to me. He's a married guy, came from another place to work. And he asked me some questions that can help him in his life, marriage, and some things. And immediately I saw his rapt attention. You know, some people, you'll be talking to them and you'll be looking at, they can even be pressing phone. They can be looking like, what are you saying? He sat down at the tip of the chair and was listening. Taking notes. When the anointed sees that those who want to receive the anointing is ready, he will release the anointing. But when he sees that there is familiarity, too much familiarity, who is it? What is it? You know, the anointed are always very simple. They are very, very simple. They are not complex human beings. So that's why people say, forget it. If somebody is anointed, you can't see the person easily now. If somebody is anointed, at least you have to book for like 3 months before you can see the person. And then will somebody be anointed and the person will just bless you? They will not tell you to drop a seed or buy a CD for 5,000 at the gate before you come and see the person. You just see the person like that. The person, he doesn't have fire. Let me go to that mountain, that big, that place whereby I can get. May God give us understanding. I say, may God give us understanding. Your association with the anointed rubs off on you. Your closeness, you don't have to see them face to face. Listen to their tapes, reading their books, staying under the anointing, taking notes while the word is going forth, all those things, at watching them and their lifestyle, looking at how things work. Looking at the togetherness to which they was. I've seen something here. The more you associate with the anointed, the more the anointing rubs off on you. And number four, secret of the anointing is prayer and fasting. The more you pray and fast, the more you are anointed. Anybody that wants more of the anointing must be a man or woman of prayer. Elijah prayed and stopped rain for 3.5 years. That's anointing. 3.5 years. Anybody that wants to walk in the anointing must be fasted, or he cannot last. He must be a fasted person. I was telling my protocol recently, I said, this God is faithful. With the level of fasting I do, my shirt is still tight. My neck, I wanted to button a particular shirt, and the button did not remove. And then my I did like this to stretch, and the button of my suit just cut off. And I said, isn't this amazing? The man said, sir, it is not food that makes one to have weight per se. I said, hey. Say what? He said, where your mind is at rest with God. Until you fast, you will be dry of the anointing. The devil will just tell you, Jesus, I know. Pastor Kuforiji, I know. Okay, who are you? Guguru today. Pop tomorrow. Hot dog. I like it hot. Hot dog. Indomie noodles. Supreme noodles. Dangote noodles. Put together with all the sauce in the three of them. Abba. In my place, they say, when it's not as if it's your mouth that it used to pass to get Oyo. You know what I'm saying? They say, when it's not as if it's your mouth they used to pass and travel. Do they travel from your mouth to Oyo? Can't you hold your stomach because of your destiny? Can't you hold your stomach to attract the attention of God? This is 9 days now. And the last 3 days of this meeting will be very, very fireful. Tomorrow night now is going to be a fire service. You bring forth everything you don't want to see again in your life, written and listed, and we burn them in fire. It's going to be very, very fireful. Very, very fire. We will see the fire physical. You see it. It's not as if we are talking of in tomorrow night's meeting. Anything you don't want to see again, jaga, 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 you package them together. Like you sweep. We want to sweep some things out. Friends, your life will never be the same again. I need to close now. Number 5, secret of the anointing, is maintaining closeness with the Holy Spirit. Worshipping God. Maintaining closeness with the Holy Spirit. Be very tied to the Holy Spirit. In Acts 10 verse 38, the Bible says, how God anointed with Jesus Christ, with the Holy Ghost and with power. So you can maintain the relationship with the Holy Ghost, and then you can access power. Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing those who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. I pray for you today, your life will never be the same again. And number six is consecration or holiness. If you want the anointing, stay away from sin. If you desire God to anoint you in your... That's why some people are in business for many years. The business does not work. Receive the anointing now by evening time in girlfriend's house. I was in a meeting with the leaders recently and I told them, any of you that have toasted before, or I did like toasting you before, oh yeah, stand up. I want to see you now. You know, when I'm brutal, I'm very brutal. Say, if I've toasted, or I feel like, or I've done like, maybe I just, it looks like, stand up. Everybody's head went. I said, so if I tell you to be holy, you must leave it. Only the holy can be anointed. Keep your hands clean. Keep your heart clean. Don't put your hand in iniquity. Don't put your hand in iniquity. Don't put your hand in all this jaga, 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 jati, jati. Should not be your portion. Get out of it. Get out of it or it will destroy you. Get out of it or it will destroy you. Only the holy. Psalms 46, verse 6 and 7. Psalms 46, verse 6 and verse 7. The hacking rage, the kingdom were moved, and he uttered his voice, the earth melted. Verse 7, the Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Israel is our refuge. I think that's not the scripture I wanted to quote, but let's quickly look at 2 Corinthians 5 verse 21. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 21, as I begin to round up. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 21. For he had made him to be sin for us, for he knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. God, Christ became the righteousness of God so that we will not go near sin at all. The only thing sin can do for a man is to sink the man. That's the only thing that sin can do. We sink, the man can be on the same spot. The woman can be on the same spot permanently. My wife and I were coming from, I don't know, maybe Abuja or sometime ago. We were in the car. Yes, it was Abuja. And so we passed in front of our secondary school. The security man that was there, when my wife was in school, that was there as a security man, that was there before she got there, was spent there and was, Imam was still there just last year. Sat down there, still a security, no movement, no improvement at all in his life. That's what sin can do. Can keep you permanently in a place without any improvement. Get your hands off it. Get off the track of sin. You will see how you will break forth. I want to provoke in you this morning a hatred for iniquity. You hate iniquity. You hate iniquity. Your heart hates iniquity. You don't want to do anything called iniquity. Then you have signed up for the anointing and for breaking forth.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.